Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right, as I told you, lots to get through today. As we now know, we have a new cabinet and we're going to be getting reaction. We'll be speaking to some new ministers as well to get a sense of how they're feeling at this moment. But we wanted to also get a reaction from different stakeholders. Richard Mamabolo is a Pop Crew spokesperson who's on the line with us this evening. Mr. Mamabolo, thanks again for making time for us. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening to you and the listeners.
All right. So, Pop Crew, you have a new minister. How is that landing with you?
Look, we welcome the appointment. Of course, I think we all know that it was the prerogative of the president to appoint ministers, and we do not have any say about it. But however, our concern in the main would be around how these ministers are going to ensure that we fulfill some of the outstanding matters that we still need to be addressed, because we had been in engagements even with the previous ministers around what we think the direction of the entire criminal justice system should be. And we're hoping that they will have the same attitude when it comes to actually implementing some of the recommendations and ensuring that we work together in actually ensuring that we make South Africa a safer place for everyone.
So what exactly are your concerns currently? We know, obviously, now this is no longer being headed by an ANC minister. What exactly are your concerns?
Yeah, look, there are issues. Well, in the DCS, of course, we've got challenges around overcrowding and understaffing. This is a long-standing matter. We have proposed that the department should be self-sustainable in terms of the production of food, you know, clothing and furniture. It should be done by inmates. This, we believe, will actually give some form of skills to the inmates, so that at the time they are released, they can then be in a position to fend for themselves with whatever skills they would have acquired. Because as things stand, we currently have around 75% reoffending rate, meaning that people who are released from our prisons tend to reoffend and go back to jail. So it does not serve the people which the core mandate of the DCS is to rehabilitate. We think that would obviously ensure that we have lesser recidivism. Again, the issue around promotion policies, there's no clear promotion policy within the department, and this is the one matter that we have been raising through the Safety and Security Sectoral Bargaining Council, and of course it has not yet been implemented up so far. So those are some of the matters we'll definitely be taking up urgently with the new minister. For us, it's not really about whether a minister is from the ANC or not, mm-hmm. but it's about the kind of work that the different ministers will be putting into ensuring that we improve conditions. After all, government is aimed at ensuring that we improve conditions of people in general, not necessarily on the basis of their political allegiance.
So you may have heard that the new Correctional Services Minister, Peter Groenewald, who's from the FF Plus, and you make the point that doesn't really matter, has already commented on the fact that, you know, actually jail is not going to be such a nice holiday after all. Your response to that?
Jail shouldn't be a holiday platform. I think one of the things that we would want to do is obviously to have, the core mandate is really rehabilitation. Now, it shouldn't then therefore mean that it's going to be, well, the kind of prisons that had been there even in the past. You know, when we used to have, well, during the apartheid days, when people would be oppressed. We've got human rights, and of course, all those rights need to be observed since we're in a democracy. But however, certain rights, of course, need to be looked into. I think one of the other analogy we our president would like to give was that it's become a holiday destination. In fact, prisoners have had more rights than actually people who are out of jail. So those, some of those things we'll have to look into and really determine what he would mean by that, what he would have meant by that. But of course, everything that will be done should be within the confines of the law.
Anything positive that you know you feel about this new appointment?
It's too early to say, really. We have got a list of things that we think are our priorities, and I think it can only be on the basis of us having met with the minister, mm-hmm. to look into where we can work with each other and which areas we think we can probably differ. But at the moment, it's too early to say, really.
You've obviously spoken about one or two of them. It seems to me like you've got quite a long list. As you're saying, there's a long list of things that you need to prioritize. What would be urgent immediately, that something that the minister can address for you that would satisfy you immediately?
We think the issue around promotion policies is quite urgent, because there has not been there. And the shift system within the department needs to be prioritized as well. These are, of course, issues that directly affect our members' working conditions. So we'll be looking into all those. There are signed agreements, like I had indicated, but some of these agreements have not been fully implemented. So we will be reviewing all these.
All right. Thank you so much for your time. Obviously, when things settle, we'd love to talk to you again and see whether you're getting a wonderful and warm reception from the minister. Richard Mamabolo, Pop Crew spokesperson, they're giving us their sense of what they feel of this new appointment and this new cabinet. And of course, you may know that the Minister of Correctional Services, Peter Groenewald from the FF Plus, already there have been some comments coming through from him, and you've already got the EFF, which has already responded to that. So, you know, actually, let's be very careful about these comments, and let's remember human rights are human rights. So we'll obviously look forward to how all the other stakeholders respond to these new cabinet ministers. I did say that we're going to be speaking to a few. We'll also be speaking to other stakeholders as well. You know that Gayton McKenzie has now been appointed as Minister of Sports, Arts and Culture. Your reaction, in fact, I'd love to hear your reaction, because I think while we get, you know, big names to come and respond to the new cabinet, what I would love to hear is your reaction to some of these new appointments. How do you feel about these appointments? And I've got the list in front of me. I'm very happy to remind you who's who in the zoo. But anything that surprised you at all, anything that stands out for you, I'd love to hear from you. Anybody that you think, you know, will not be up to the task, anybody that you would have wanted to see, come back. There are one or two, what I would say, demotions, but let's not get fixated on that. And then there are other really interesting appointments. We are hoping to be speaking to General Holomisa, who is Bantu Holomisa, is obviously the UDM leader, who's now being appointed as Deputy Defence Minister. Lots of talk about that as well. As you know, the minister is now Angie Motshekga, who is the Minister of Defence. So I want to hear your reaction on that one as well. Ramakgopa is back, and he remains the energy minister. It will be a standalone ministry. You remember that he was in the presidency, obviously in charge of electricity. It was called at the time Minister of Electricity, and now he's going to be heading up energy as the Minister of Electricity. Electricity, energy, sort of that's sort of the title of that particular portfolio. And I want to hear from you whether, you know, some of these changes. I actually think that the Minister of Health is a good appointment. I think it's a good one. We have a shift there in the Ministry of Health, which I think is good. We know that shift from Home Affairs, which I know a lot of people were quite unhappy about. Some people saying, well, the DA running Home Affairs, that's going to be interesting. Well, you know, let's obviously give everybody some time and see how that goes down. Senzo Mkhunu is going to be the Minister of Police. Big portfolio, you know. I don't know how many of you expected Minister Gcele to come back, but it's going to be a big one. Minister Senzo Mkhunu comes from the Ministry of Water and Sanitation. And I think in the very short space of time that he was able to come into that ministry, I'd say quite fairly, I think he did a lot. That's just my assessment. He was also very open to the media, and I think he was seen a lot on the ground. I think he went on the ground, and a couple of times you saw him wag the finger at municipalities who were not coming to the party when there was a crisis, where he himself convened meetings with the province, with the ministers, with also other ministers, with also municipalities, and went to the ground, just went to listen to people on the ground. And I think that was quite positive. And in fact, I think he did a lot in that Ministry of Water and Sanitation. So he now is going to be the Minister of Police. I want to hear your comments on that. 086-000-00959.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.